Blingy Massive. It's Tessapies with Tess Barnett on 95BFM.
What are we talking about this morning, Tess?
Woohoo! We are talking about roasting.
Woo!
Which I actually am thrilled about, to be honest.
Okay.
Yeah, I do love, I love the oven, basically.
I love the oven. Well, it is getting cold,
well,
so roasting
I feel like, yeah.
Is a good
one. I feel like I will be cooking a lot of things on the hob on top, and then I sort of have this realization that I haven't used the oven in ages, and there's so many things you can do with it. So
many possibilities.
Yeah. So today I'm going to talk about a couple of things. I'm going to talk about a roast chicken, but I'm also going to talk about a roast whole head of cauliflower, because I feel like both those things lean themselves to being fantastic for leftovers.
Yeah.
And I feel like, well, maybe this was just me, but I feel like people are somewhat afraid to roast these large things.
Yeah.
Especially if they're just doing it for one, which is quite often the case with me.
Yeah, that seems to be, I think, a fair call.
But in fact, it's actually really easy. Yeah, but it's actually so easy. Okay, so basically, I'll start with the chicken. My first tip would be to pull it out of the fridge about 30 minutes before you're going to put it in the oven. So pull it out of the fridge when you turn the oven on, because the more that it comes to room temperature, it'll cook through and get crispier better.
Yep.
Because otherwise, it has to warm up in the oven first before you cook it. Anyway, so pull it out of the fridge 30 minutes before, and then usually if I'm roasting a chicken, I'll cut a lemon into quarters, and we have rosemary in the garden, but any herb is fine, and some garlic, and you can literally just either grab a bulb of garlic and cut it in half, or just grab a couple of cloves and stuff it all into the cavity of the chicken to kind of fill it up.
That's the kind of the gross bit, but it's worth.
Yeah, I use tongs, so I feel like it's fine, you know?
It's fine.
Anyway.
Socially distanced chicken stuffing.
Stuff that all inside. And then also, so I've got two things to do on top of the chicken. You can either just pour some oil and rub it all over the chicken and crack some salt and pepper, and that's totally fine. But if you're feeling pretty fancy and you feel capable of doing this, you can grab a teaspoon, and if you grab the back of the chicken and pull apart the skin from the breast, you can stuff butter underneath it.
Whoa.
So this takes a bit of practice, but it's pretty easy. I think I got it the first time I ripped it, but the second time it was fine.
So you're putting the butter under the chicken skin?
Under the chicken skin, yeah.
Okay.
And it just makes this like crispy deliciousness that I don't have any words for.
Just pissy fingers.
Yeah. So then once your oven's heated up, I usually start on 200, and then when I put the chicken in, I turn it down to 180.
Oh, yep.
On fan bake. Chuck your chicken in. Usually, I would say a medium-sized chicken takes roughly an hour and a half an hour and 40 minutes. Halfway through that time, I'll pull the chicken out and tip the whole roasting dish to the side and get a spoon, because I don't have a pastry brush, and baste the chicken, which is where you get any of the liquid in the roasting dish and pour it over the top.
Oh, nice.
To kind of moisten it up. So you can do that at the 45-minute mark halfway through.
And if you are fancy, you would use a basting brush. Is that right?
Well, yeah, no. If you had one.
A pastry brush. Got you.
Yeah, or basting brush, but both are valid. If you don't eat meat, or you're not keen to eat a chicken, roasting a whole cauliflower is also really great. I feel like this is quite good, because it kind of lends itself to having more variety of flavour. Like you can do different rubs on the cauliflower and things like that, which I feel like don't necessarily always work as well with a chicken.
Because chicken's got a very strong chicken flavour, but cauliflower's a bit of it's not a neutral flavour, but it's a muted flavour maybe.
Yeah, it is. But it's also delicious. Like I love cauliflower.
Yeah.
So if you have a whole bulb of cauliflower, I keep the leaves on. I actually quite like the leaves. But what I'll do to begin with is cut them if they're covering the head, the top part, the head, a little bit. So they're just kind of at the base. So cut them off a little bit. Get some water going about three. So you kind of have to have a big enough pot. If you have a big enough pot, you can fit the whole cauliflower in upside down, so the exposed head where the florets are. If you put that into some boiling water and I think it's about, I have it written down here, Uno Memento.
Checking your
notes. About 6 minutes you can boil, or 7 minutes you boil the cauliflower head in a pot of water, so head side down. And then if you take it out and put it in a colander and just let it steam for a little bit in the colander while it's still hot.
Yep, kind of let it just...
And that'll kind of dry it out as well. The steam will dry it out so that it gets crispy. So put that in the colander, let it steam for 10 minutes or so. And then that cauliflower I'd normally cook a little lower than a chicken, maybe 160, 170.
Okay.
And it takes a long time to cook. So after this, I would... I like butter, but if you don't like butter, oil
Who
is fine
like
too.
Doesn't like butter? I mean, vegans probably don't like butter.
Well, that's how
that's
I
fair
feel.
Enough. That's fair enough.
If you melt a little bit of butter in the microwave or over a stovetop, whatever you have, and pour that over the top of the cauliflower with a bit of salt and pepper, and then you can pretty much free for all. Like if you want to chuck some sumac on there or you want to chuck some paprika or whatever you fancy, plain is fine too.
Go to town, basically.
Delicious.
Just chuck whatever you want on it. You know what I miss? Yeah. I miss Peach Pit's massive, amazing cauliflower.
Yeah, that is really
good. They do there.
I don't know what they put on that.
It's kind of
delicious, though.
It's so yum. Paul's also texted in to say he roasted a cauliflower in his Weber barbecue last night. Slice it up hot.
That's a fantastic
like
idea.
Proper toast. Droolage. Yeah, that sounds yum, Paul.
So then lastly for the cauliflower, it takes a really long time. So 1.5 hours to 2 hours.
Okay.
And I think... after 1.5 hours, you're probably pretty safe. And it's kind of a low and slow thing. That's why I say only about 160 on your oven. And, yeah, obviously you don't want to burn the top, so pull it out before it's looking too crispy. But you do want those charred bits on top.
Yeah, it's always nice.
So it's kind
of
a fine line. Yeah, keep an eye on it. Yeah, but roughly about 1.5 hours to 2 hours. Much longer than you think for a whole head.
And what can you do with the leftovers, if you have any leftovers, I feel like?
Well, firstly... for the cauliflower, I've got a little bit of a sauce, which I feel like is... I feel for the chicken, you can kind of have that without a sauce. It's not the end of the world because it's much more moist than a cauliflower.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I do feel like with the cauliflower, you kind of need a dipping sauce or something. So I've got a recipe for a green tahini sauce here.
Yum.
Which, if you've got a blitzer of any sort, like a Nutribullet or a blender or anything, and in fact, you probably can just whisk it together if you don't have any of that. But it's basically just 80 grams of tahini and then a big bunch of parsley or whatever green herb of that like soft herb you have. And then some garlic and some lemon juice and some salt. And you just
easy peasy.
Blitz it all together. And that's really, really nice. And then you can just pull the cauliflower apart and eat it with your hands.
That sounds fantastic. That sounds like a fun kind of a meal as well.
Yeah, it is. And it's a great alternative if you don't want to roast a chicken.
And if you are cooking for one or two, then you've got lots of good stuff left over. I'm sure you can make a soup with your chicken. Can you
feel
cauliflower
like
in a soup? Is that a thing?
Yeah, for sure. Sometimes people get put off making a roast just because they're one person or two people, but it's so good for leftovers that I just feel
it.
Like it's worth it, even if you're just cooking for one.
Got a question here, Tess.
On the side, I love...
Oh, sorry. I've got a question here. Is the colander for the 10-minute steaming time or in the pot over the boiling water to steam it? This is a specific question. Where do you put the colander in your cauliflower situation?
You just put the colander in your sink. So the cauliflower will be piping hot. So it'll drain it and steam itself because it's sitting in its own heat, essentially. Like, so if you put it in the colander in the sink, like it will cool off. But that's good because then you want to put it onto a roasting tray and then
get it ready to go.
Melted butter, yeah. So
I hope that answers your question, Texter.
I did have a couple of other things to mention. Obviously, there's this. If you're going to roast a chicken, you can make a stock, so you can see previous Tessipi episode for that episode.
Nice throwback.
But also, yesterday I made the best chicken mayo sandwich I've ever made in my life.
Oh, yum!
So I got some of the chicken breast from a roast chicken, and then I mixed it with, I really like the Ceres Organics vegan mayo. I don't know why, I think I just like the flavour, but whatever mayo you like, you do about a big tablespoon of that, and then quite a few squeezes of Kewpie mayo, if you've got that as well.
Yum.
So you mix the two mayos together, some lemon juice, heaps of salt and pepper, chopped celery, and some parsley, and let me tell you, it was divine.
That sounds like an absolutely phenomenal use of some chicken leftovers there. Thank you.
Yeah, and I just ate it by itself. It was, I was going to put it in a sandwich, but you know what? It was perfectly fine by itself.
Fair enough. Well, thank you very much for those hot roasting tips there, Tess. I hope that helped you guys at home and got you thinking about what you might have for dinner tonight. Cheers for another Tessipes.
No worries.
Fennel Hardcore. It's Tessipes with Tess Barnett on 95 BFM.